Hello, everyone. You are listening to the C Squared podcast with Corey and Curtis. Today, we have Johanna and Callie from the progressive folk metal band Passengers in Panic out of Athens, Greece, and we are super excited to have them. If you haven't had a chance to check out my article on Knotfest about this band, go read it, go listen to the album, but do that after this chat because we're going to talk to them right now. And before we get started, I do just want to say thank you for taking the time to join us on the podcast today. We're super stoked to talk to you both.
Thank you very much for having Callie and I. It's the first podcast we do as a band. We have never done this before, so let's get started.
Oh, well, it's okay. We're both super unprofessional, so don't worry about messing anything up because you won't embarrass yourself any more than I always embarrass myself. So it's fine.
Well, thank you. And thank you for having us over, really. It's a great honor to give our band, because we're newbies in this business. So it's a great honor for us to, you know, to be in your podcast and for the first time to address to an American audience.
Ah, yes. And so for those who may not be familiar with your band or who you guys are and what you do, do you want to give just like a brief overview of Passengers in Panic?
Yeah, of course. Callie, do you want to answer that question?
Well, Johanna has been with us since November, so me and Lefteris, well, we started the band 2 years ago. Lefteris Christou, who's in bass, and myself, Callie Vu, on vocals and accordion. And well, after, you know, many changes and adventures, because that's just a short version of it, we have our recent lineup with Len Largiri on guitars and Johanna Galani, Johanna G, on main vocalist, and Thivos Andriopoulos is our drummer. Well, we started the band as, with Lefteris, we pretty much started it because we thought that we had so many things to say. And then the pandemic broke out, and that and that changed a whole lot. But we were very persistent in what we wanted. So here we are now. We come from I and Lefteris came from very different backgrounds, musical backgrounds, we sort of brought it together. And Passengers in Panic was born from that. So here we are now.
So, Callie, let's go into the band history a little bit deeper. I'm going to ask you, since you said Johanna's the new one from November. So, how did you kind of form it? Like, what was the basis, the idea for it, and all the rest of it?
Actually, it wasn't just, I think it was a need for Lefteris and I. It wasn't just an idea, it was a need to come together and express ourselves musically in a different way, like we never done before. I play the accordion. I'm also the accordionist of the band. I play the accordion and I sing. So I played in bands that dealt with, they covered mostly traditional music and folk music. Lefteris was doing a lot heavier sounds like grindcore and with Inactive Messiah and then Womb of Maggots. So we sort of, I think we had a common need for me to go a bit heavier, to get back on my heavy metal roots or my metal roots, and Lefteris to to incorporate in music, to first of all, to write music and to incorporate in his music traditional and folk elements. So I think that's how it came. And we're very compatible when it comes to work ethics, because it's very important being a musician, you know, and all that, especially during the coronavirus, it proved quite helpful. So yeah, I think that's how pretty much, again, it was a need to express ourselves musically in a way that we've never done before.
Yeah, it's got a little bit of a blend of different styles on there. So How did you kind of like make the style without it being weird, I guess, is what I'm trying to say, because it's like a mishmash of different things, right?
Yeah, well, don't you worry about that, Curtis. Lots of people call it weird. Our own record label couldn't really pinpoint or categorize us, which I think is an honor, really. We did, and so they sort of, we have this sleazy rider on the side, says it's an instrumental band, which is quite funny. We were laughing when it says that we were writing. When he was composing the music, I was writing the lyrics. I think it wasn't really we're going to do this and that. It wasn't pre-planned. It just came out. And our producer, Yanis Manopoulos, helped a lot in that while we were writing the music. And I think it sort of came out, and it mostly came out of the fit because he took on the part of composing the music. The drummer, our first drummer on the original lineup, Akis Gavalas, had he incorporated a lot of traditional and folk rhythm in the rhythm section, so that gave a bit of a great boost. And I was keen on and really wanted to record the organic sound of traditional instruments, as opposed to using electronic sounds, you know. I think that's how it pretty much came.
So what genre would you call yourself then?
I think that maybe progressive folk metal, because various influences compose a unique sound with progressive and mainly Greek, but also more generally traditional elements. I don't know, something like that, definitely.
Fair. Corey, what did you call them in your feature? I don't even remember.
I believe I called them progressive folk. Okay. But I mean, there's a lot of elements in there that definitely get blended together. There's some grunge, there's some punk in there. It's great. There's a lot of variety on the album.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
The progressive sound, not in the sense of the progressive bands as today, like Dream Theater or the modern.
No, not that kind of progressive.
I was referring to a lot of 70s progressive because, yeah.
So who do you think is your actual audience then for the sound, just out of curiosity? Is it metal people, folk people, prog people, or what?
Everyone.
It's all everyone? Of them, Curtis. Come on now.
Everyone.
Fair.
And I gotta ask, where did the name come from?
Passengers in Panic?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, Kali, do you want to answer that question? Because you are, as I said, the founder member, but I think I can give my my meaning to that too, but whatever you want to.
No, I'll just sit down. I can tell the story, whereas you can give
the
meaning.
Yeah, of course.
Lefetti was thank you. Lefetti was quite persistent in finding her. And he was very, he was really, really, you know, come on, Joanna, come on, think of it, because my stage name is Callie. My name is Joanna, actually. We're two Johannas in the band. Come on. Yeah, you got to think of a name. I saw a movie yesterday. I saw a film. It was Passengers. And I said, okay, stop stressing me out, Passengers in Panic. Okay, Passengers in Panic. So it sort of came out like this. And I think it really, it was really becoming. It was really becoming because I and Lefetis were both afraid of flights. We don't really like it. And I think it describes really the state of the world of the modern person living right now, you know. You know, is a passenger in panic all the time, being afraid of everything and feeling like his life is driven, or somebody leads his life or drives him around without actually knowing who the pilot is, you know, who the driver is. Mm-hmm. So I think it's pretty much, yeah, it's got many interpretations of that. What are yours, Johanna?
Something like that, actually, because nowadays we live in a modern community where the rhythms are so fast, faster and faster, day by day. And we live in a very stressful world. And as a person, every single minute I feel anxious about many things. So I am a passenger in panic, and I found the other passengers in panic.
Interesting. Yeah. So I got one more follow-up question about the name before we go, before Corey moves on to the next thing. So I don't want to put this, do you guys ever find yourselves like having to explain it a lot to people, like just in terms of that, or is it just kind of like people just go like, oh yeah, passengers in panic, and they kind of get their own interpretation from it?
It's been quite a sensation, hasn't it, Johanna? I didn't expect that, because I thought, yeah, well, it has for a reason, I suppose, maybe because it resonates to so many people. Yeah, it has made actually a sensation. Yeah, people tend to ask us, right? Johanna's been doing a few interviews, but isn't that right?
Yeah, I think everyone gives their own meaning to things.
Cool. So,
yeah.
You feel the connection, you know?
So people do ask us about this line, yeah. Lots of people do. They wonder.
Cool. Yeah, I guess that's kind of a good conversation starter for it. I think that's all I got on that question, Corey. I think you got yours next, right?
Oh yeah, definitely. So I just wanted to talk a little bit about the recording process for the album, because you guys, like we've brought up, you incorporate a lot of different genres, a lot of different elements. I mean, I am assuming you guys all have different musical backgrounds. Well, not assuming, you just said that. How did that all come together to create this album?
Well, the basis was set by Lefteris Christou. He was the mastermind behind the music and the idea. And then we started building on his ideas. And he would share lots of his ideas. Would you on what instrument, on the arrangement? And then we would build on that. Yanis Manopoulos helped us, our producer helped us a lot in MSS Studios in Athens. He helped us a lot with our inspirations, you know, and how to arrange them in a better way so we get the music across. And then I came in with the lines, with the vocal lines and the lyrics as well. So I sort of organized the songs. So yeah, this is pretty much, it was the layers, the basis was layered by our bassist. And then we sort of build up from that.
So Corey, did you have a follow up on that before I go to mine?
No.
Cool. So my understanding is, okay, so you guys are based in Greece, correct?
Yeah, correct.
Cool. And are all of you guys from Greece? I thought one of you guys was from another country.
No, we are all Greek.
Okay. Let me just kind of go ahead with the rest of the question then. So how do you guys kind of feel like you kind of fit in with the rest of the Greek scene, which isn't really known, at least to me, at least for this like progressive metal? They're more like, to me, I always think of power metal when I think of Greece. Maybe that's wrong of me, but that's how I always
think of black metal when I think of Greece. One of my favorite bands is a black metal band from Greece. So
true. Rotting Christ. Yeah. Cool. Yeah. But I personally always think of power metal when I think of Greece. So how do you kind of feel like you guys fit in, if you do?
Actually, it's quite there's a variety of bands in Greece, the scene right now, and great musicians are also playing. It's not just we have the two main bands. It's not just black metal, it's death metal, symphonic death metal with Septic Flesh as well.
Yeah,
true.
They're very, very, yes, well known, and I buy them. They're my favorite, really. I think
Septic Flesh is excellent. Genius.
I forgot they were from
genius,
Greece too.
He's a genius. Actually, his music sheet is included. Berkeley asked for his music, as a specimen of great modern music. So yeah, we're very proud of that band as well. We fit in the sense that there's a great variety of bands in Greece, and the scene is not that we're not that many people in Greece, you know. So the scene is not that great. It's not the people are not so many. There's not so much people listening to metal, but there are people who are willing to experiment and listen to different sounds. So you got metalheads go to heavy metal bands, power metalers checking out death metal bands. So we sort of blend in that sense that people want to experiment and they want to listen to different sounds. And the folk element is included in other bands in Greece as well right now. Like Vic, there's a band, Villages, in the city, they're quite popular. We sort of blend into that scene in that sense.
Yeah, exactly. We have bands of all genres. For instance, as we said, black metal, power metal, or whatever you like, very good at what they do. And they also leave their own mark at the Greek scene and not only. So I think we also think we have something to say and give our own stamp, our own mark in the local Greek scene and not only.
Yeah, and people are willing to listen because, you know, people are willing to experiment because, you know,
yeah, exactly.
There's not too many of us in Greece. It's not mainstream. Metal is not mainstream in Greece.
No. What kind of bands do you normally play with then? Is it normally the prog ones when you do shows?
Well, we haven't been doing many shows, but we mostly play because of the pandemic. We've just started like 3 months ago. We play with cover bands who play Cure and even post-rock and post-punk, heavy sound with not punk bands. We play with power metal as well, power metal bands. We fit in there as well. Mm-hmm. Johanna, could you help me out with that?
Alternative rock bands. I cannot remember exactly other genres. Heavy metal, as Kali said. Actually, we don't play only with progressive or folk metal bands because there are not so many here in Greece. And we want to play just with other local Greek bands and share the same stage all together as Unite, you know?
There. Corey, can I do another question before you go into yours?
I have actually a follow-up to this.
Go for it.
Okay, so if you could go on tour with any band out there that exists, who would you pick?
As a person or as a band?
As a band. Who would you want? Like, Passengers in Panic is getting added to a bill. What band are you touring with?
Lefteris would said probably Iron Maiden, but I don't know. I have no idea which band.
Septic Flesh.
Yeah, great band.
That is such a great band. Yeah. I do love them a lot.
Oh, he's a genius.
I definitely agree with Kali.
The guy's a genius. I don't know him personally. The guy is a genius, and their new one is amazing. And I love their work. I mean, it's amazing music. It's breathtaking music. I love it. Every live of their show, it's like a black hole drilling you and driving you in. It's amazing, the feeling that the audience gets. Yes, I would love to tour with them if I were so lucky, you know.
So now I want to just talk really, really quickly about something else if Corey doesn't have a follow-up.
No, go ahead.
Cool. So let's just talk about for a second here about just you guys got picked to be her Bandcamp roulette. I know I'm not trying to toot your horn right now, Corey, but a little bit. So how did you guys utilize that in order to promote your album, if you did at all?
Well, it was very a very happy event on social media. Definitely, we were very happy without so lucky. And I think utilizing it in a way, we're doing it right now. I mean, we're talking to you guys, this is the best way to do it right now. We're doing everything on our own. It's our band. We don't have any managers or anything. So it was a great chance and great. We were so lucky to be picked by Corey.
Yeah, exactly. Sure. This is a great honor, actually. And when we all saw the notification and we started to realize exactly what had happened, we just was speechless. And yeah, it was a great opportunity for us.
So now you guys released the album on, was it just vinyl or was it CD as well?
Both vinyl and CD, yeah.
Cool. Now, what do you think, why do you think that more people are getting into vinyl nowadays, just out of curiosity?
I think they love the sound more.
Yeah.
I think people, they're going back to the vinyl because they love the sound.
Yeah.
And we've been told that the vinyl really, it was really great. So I think people just, apart from the collectors, they've always been collecting, people is really, there's a shift there. People are going back to the vinyl because I think they love the sound, the warmth that comes out of it. You know, when you listen to that, that's what I think.
Well,
I will agree with Kali because I think the vinyl nowadays got a sense of vintage, you know, and more collectors just prefer to buy vinyl than a CD, and the sound is way more better most times, actually.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I'm definitely a big vinyl collector. Curtis gets to see all the random vinyl that I pick up.
So
Johanna is a bit of a Johanna really likes you know, going into vintage shops and getting vinyl and bags. exactly like Owen. Yeah.
Actually, I'm a big collector of CDs or vinyls or whatever, from metal or non-metal bands. I just I'm so addicted to. I cannot stop myself to buy more and more CDs.
Yeah, that's how I am with vinyl. I can't stop myself. And speaking of your guys's, like, your vinyl and your CD, I'm looking at your album cover right now and I have a random question. So the barcode, the numbers at the bottom, they look like a date. What is December 24th, 2019, or is it a date?
It's the date that we found the name, actually. It's the date that we found the name Passengers in Panic, that we came up with the name. Yeah. It's
awesome.
The day the band was born.
Awesome. I noticed that when I bought the album, so I didn't want to forget to ask that.
Very observative.
Why did you pick that as your album cover, out of curiosity? Just because?
Well, you mean the logo?
Yeah, with the barcode and everything.
Well, you know, since everything is now it's coded and there's a code for everything, and it was linked again with the modern situation, with the state that we're living in. Everything is coded, and you have to pass this code and do the other code, and so yeah, it was like a message linked to today's again situation where everything is coded, so our band is coded as well. It was a bit ironic because, yeah, feeling in panic and having a code in your arm or your I think it pretty much describes people as what we live in. And then pandemic broke out and everybody was going around, you know, having certificates with codes and everything, so I think it pretty much fit very well. But we chose that because, well, and it looks a bit like a bit of a razor. I don't know if you notice that in the shape that it cuts.
I do now.
Yeah. that it can be, you know, tricky. It can cut you quite deep and quite fast. So yeah, that's why we chose it.
Cool.
It was Lefteri's, by the way, idea again. He's very talented in coming up with ideas.
Do you have any more codes or hidden things in the rest of the album that people might not have observed that you're willing to talk about, if any?
There's an acronym with Passengers in Panic. It's not P-I-P, it's P-I-N.
Mm-hmm.
So we have, again, the word PIN, and it's not P-I-P, it's P-I-N, yeah. Because, again, it refers to a code.
Cool.
Yeah, I saw that because the N is capital, it's bigger than... the rest of the letters in Panic. It's not the P, it's the N.
Yeah, I noticed that too. And I was going to ask about that, but you already answered the question. So I think that's all I got on that, unless Corey's got anything else before I go on to the next one.
Oh, no, I'm good. Go for it.
Cool. Let's talk about live shows. So what are your plans for playing live?
Okay. We have some concerts scheduled and we're more than happy to be able to play our music live. The concerts will be mainly in Greece, but in May we will go to Cyprus for the first time as a band. And in the summer, we will participate for the first time as well in a festival abroad at Gothrum Festival in Slovakia with such great bands such as Septicless, Dragonian, Glass, Suffocation, and many, many more incredible metal bands from all around the world. I want to say that I never imagined that I would share the stage with bands that I love so much. And in fact, I never imagined I'd be playing in a broad concert, you know? It's like work and all your effort is being rewarded. It's going to sound very cliche, but from the first time I went to my first metal concert, I said, I wish I could do it too, be on stage. And I feel very lucky and grateful to be doing it right now. And I said too much, I think, right now. But we have a timetable, you know?
Yep, I get it. One question we forgot to ask you, at least, or unless I totally blanked out, is why did you guys do the, why is Johanna now doing the vocals instead of you, Kelly?
Nobody's ever asked a question before.
Oh, okay. I just realized
you were the first one.
Yes, you are, definitely. So, we do have a quote. Well, actually, I work. I'm an English, I teach English as a second language, and that's quite demanding. And I can't always go on tour and I can't always, you know, follow up on the band's needs. So we've decided to find a new lead singer so that the band can do without me. We came up and Johanna auditioned and we were so excited to have her aboard because you know, she's not just a very good singer, but she's an amazing person as well. So that was the reason why. I'm too old, Curtis. Is that what you wanted to hear?
No, she's not too old. No.
Well, I was confused because when I started talking to you guys, like Johanna was started talking to me first, and then I went, I don't think she's on the album. Like I got confused at first, so I'm just trying to clarify for her. But no one's ever brought that up before to you guys? That's interesting.
No. Oh. Everybody's trying to be discreet. Americans are very, and Canadians as well.
Oh, so
I'm very direct.
I'm brash.
They're very direct. So everybody's trying to be discreet. There's probably a problem. There's some conspiracy, you know, theories. And maybe there's a problem there. Who knows? So, but actually, I'm sorry about that. Things are quite, simple, actually. I can't really follow up on the bands. For example, if they go on tour during the year, I won't be able to follow up for that. And that would be a shame, really, because I love the band. So, yeah.
Fair enough. So now, if I may follow up on that, I'm trying not to be rude or anything like that. I am trying to be discreet, just so you know. Are you kind of looking at, in the future, just having Johanna doing all the lead vocals on albums?
Yes, we are, I think.
Okay.
But on the next album, maybe there'll be a bit of experimenting on my sound with vocalisms. But yeah, Johanna will be doing the main vocals, right, Johanna?
I think that we definitely can work, with two voices on a song, you know, as main vocalists. And we both have our parts. It would be very interesting for us.
kind of like a folk progressive Fleetwood Mac kind of thing. Metal.
Metal Fleetwood Mac. Okay, so I think that's the only questions I had about the vocals. Corey, you want to do the last one, I guess? Since I didn't put a name.
Yeah, sure. You guys have, I was looking through your social media and you guys have a really good presence on social media. You present yourselves really well. For bands out there, that's an area that they tend to struggle. But like I said, you guys are doing really well. And I was just curious, do you have any tips for the bands that are out there listening to this podcast of how to present yourselves really well on social media?
That's a tough one because I think social media is mysterious to all of us. And you have to take over I cannot find the English word to deal with social media and to upload as much as you can, as often as you can. And yeah, it's kind of a tough one to manage to, I cannot find again the English word. Callie, how can I say it? Κρατήσεις τον ενδιαφέρον, you know?
How can you say what? Sorry, can you repeat? Because I can't hear you so much.
I cannot find the English sentence to say κρατήσεις τον ενδιαφέρον.
To hold the interest.
Yeah, to hold the interest of your audience all over again, day by day.
Yeah, it's definitely a challenge. But I mean, I think part of it is you guys, you're very authentic in the way that you present yourselves. You don't try to have a gimmick or anything like that. It's just, this is who we are. And I think people really identify with that. So, I mean, amazing job on your socials.
Johanna's been behind that a lot. I'm sorry, I've interrupted you. Johanna's been, since she came on board, she's really behind and really backing this a lot. We really appreciate that. We really like to have her because she has a feel for that. And I think she's got a talent for it. And she's really responsible for a lot of our presentation on the social media.
I don't know. I adjust to what I feel at any time, at any moment. I want to show who we are. I think that's the point at the end of the day, to show to people who you really are, not a fake profile, not a, yeah.
Cool. So I have a final question, unless Corey has one. I'm sure she probably does, but if not.
Go for it, Curtis.
Cool. So what are the future plans for Passengers in Panic, if you guys are willing to share them with the audience?
To do as many live shows as possible.
Cool.
We are working on new material right now as we speak. For a second.
Yeah, write music, lyrics.
Yes. Johan is working on vocal lines and so am I, and working on ideas and our future plans are really, because the situation, world with the pandemic is quite, it's not always very easy in Greece. I don't know how it's been in the States for the last couple of years, but it's not very easy to get a gig. So we're trying to get as many gigs as possible, trying to expand, trying to play Europe as well. And, that's pretty much the plan. Johanna, would you like to,
I think that I totally agree with you. We just want to do more and more things in general. Definitely live shows, either here in Greece, in our homeland or abroad. I think all of us from Passengers in Panic want to go abroad and do as many live shows we can to do right now. And I think that our goal is to write definitely new music lyrics, to evolve as a band, to from the first album to the next album,
Cool. Do you have a follow-up, Corey, before we end off, or are we good?
Oh, no, I am good. I mean, it's been a pretty long podcast, so lots for people to digest and learn about the band, and I want people to go listen to the album. But before we end off, is there anything else you guys want to add or anything else you want to shout out to the listeners?
Actually, I just want to say it's like a story time, because I just want to give a lesson to anyone who now listens to us. I don't know. I just want to say that when I first joined the band, I didn't know if I was 100% ready to do something like that, because I lacked experience both on stage and concerts and in the studio, but I knew it was now or never, and I had to do it. I wanted to do it. And we all start somewhere, nobody starts out ready. And now I feel confident, I feel ready for what's coming. And I think this is a lesson that everyone has to have it somewhere in her mind, you know, because it's a journey. It's a journey of discovering our own identity, and keeps going day by day. Not cool. Only for me, but I think for every single member of Passengers in Panic.
Cool. Very cool.
And we would also like to thank you guys, Corey and Petra, for having us over.
Thank you so much. You.
And to your audience for listening. Thanks a lot. It means a lot to us.
You're very welcome.
You guys are amazing. So thank you for coming on the podcast.
So with that, we are going to end off. So party on, Corey.
Party on, everybody.